The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Hibbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. ALL is ticker there. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here again, Justin.
Yeah, and you should be breaking records all the time. Again, you've released high-grade drill results, highest-grade to date, so it's going very well there. We'll discuss the detail of that in a bit and some other bits of news as well. Before we do that, Neil, for people maybe not familiar with Atlantic Lithium, there's a clue in the title there, but just give us a summary of the business, if you could.
Very happy to do so. So we have a lithium project in Ghana, which is very advanced. So we're now in the stage of taking it to production. So we're currently in the licensing and permitting stage, which we hope to complete by next September, and indeed to break ground on the project by the end of the year. It's got very good project characteristics and certainly one of the best lithium projects out there. So very low capex, very low opex.
Yeah. And it's looking good. I mean, you're coming up with, better drill results all the time. And today you've announced highest grade of 6.78%. So take us through the detail of these results, if you could, Neil.
So we did a 47,000-meter drill program earlier in the year. We've been, as we get the results back from the lab, we've been putting these out to the market. So this is another 11,000 meters of drilling is coming forward, leaving us with about another 10,000 to come out yet. Very pleasing results. I mean, I always say that Ewoyaa is nature's gift. It very much is a gift that keeps giving. In this case, what we see is, yes, we have these very sweet spots in the deposit. So, I mean, these are very high grades indeed. But much more importantly than that, what you have is consistency in terms of these very long intersections at very stable grade, which is what you want for mining conditions. Moreover, one of the things that's been very nice is in areas where our geological team was expecting the resources, as you got to the bottom of the deposit, what we thought was the bottom of the deposit, for the resources to start falling away. Actually, we run into further mineralization. So all of that will feed into our resource statement. Obviously, we need one last set of results to be able to get those out to the market, and then we'll be able to do our updated resource statement. We went from 20 million tons at the beginning of the year to 30 million tons already this year, but early next year we'll put out a resource statement bringing that up another level. So expecting good things from that.
Yeah. And this will inform the DFS, is that right? Because the PFS is already out there, and it's quite impressive. And that's still targeted for completion. Is it mid-2023, is that right?
That's correct. So, I mean, fortunately, one of the nice things about the project is we entered into an agreement with Piedmont to provide funding. So Piedmont actually committed over $100 million, and we've been drawing down on that. So we haven't needed to go back to the market to raise any money. Don't expect to be going back to the market to raise any money because we have that funding coming from Piedmont. They've committed $70 million towards the CapEx, and indeed they meet any other costs 50-50 between us and them. As I said earlier in the year, we also have the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Ghana, who I met last week in Accra down in Ghana, who have completed their DD and given it a thumbs up. So I'm expecting them to go through their internal approval processes this week, and at some point in the near future that they will actually approve the investment. Obviously, it's a quasi-government organization, but we'd be delighted to have them on because they're Ghanaian, and we'd like to see them in our shareholder base.
Yeah, well, talking about shareholder bases, TR1 notification last week, so they're another investor quite happy to up their stake.
Absolutely. So this is Assore. So Assore are a big South African mining house, work across a range of minerals. They've been an investor in the company from the very beginning. They're big enthusiasts about the Ewoyaa project. They actually assigned an engineer to review the project for them to see if you could break the PFS and see if you could find any flaws in it. He came back actually with a very positive assessment, and I'm delighted to see this endorsement by Assore because they bought these shares in the market, and obviously at the current price, it's a substantial investment. So very happy to see them at 25%.
Yeah, and every morning, Neil, I do sort of top five most read RNSs on our platform here, and today's was in top five, and also a couple of days ago, COO commencement role. So take us through that. That will also hit one of the most read.
Yes, so this is very important for us. So we're very much focused on taking this project to production. very fortunately, earlier in the year, I met a chap called Keith Muller, who was working for one of the big lithium miners. And it's very difficult to find, obviously, people with the experience because this is a growing industry, coming from a very low base. And so Keith actually ran a very similar mine and ran it very well for the mine that we're planning to run at Ewoyaa. So he's down in Ghana at the moment, assessing everything that we need to take the mine to production, and that's a lot of knowledge that we otherwise wouldn't have. So delighted to have him on board, being very constructive in what he's doing.
Yeah, and if you're a busy boy, Daniel, because I suppose you'll be meeting lots of people because you're at Mines and Money, aren't you, starting today? So if people want to come along, they can meet you, can't they?
Yes, they can. And, you know, this is the first event we've been able to do in the UK in years that you can come and see us. So we have a booth. If you are able to come and see us, that would be great. As I said, we don't get many opportunities to meet investors here in the UK. So it would be a wonderful thing if you can come by and say hello.
Yes, Stand B22, apparently. And it's quite a special event for you, isn't it?
It is, because the and as some people know, the founder of the company, who was the CEO until earlier in the year, unfortunately died of a heart attack unexpectedly. He was nominated for CEO of the Year Award, he's been shortlisted, so there is a possibility that he'll be a nominated CEO of the Year at the event. So that would be a fantastic thing for his family, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Neil, if you could then, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Atlantic Lithium to their watch list, please.
Absolutely. The first one is obviously the macro picture for lithium. As some of your listeners will know, there's a 6-time increase in demand for lithium batteries by the end of this decade. Forecast over $150 billion has been committed to these gigafactories to provide those batteries. But as market commentators commented, not enough effort has been made in bringing forward new mines. In the next decade, it's something like 74 new mines would be required. Even taking into account some recycling of the material from batteries, you still need another 59 new mines. And as everyone knows, bringing new mines on takes about 10 years. So if you're not in the process of already doing it, you're not going to make it anytime soon. Yeah. So the reality of being able to bring forward a new mine now into a market which is supply constrained is really very helpful, because when it's this supply constraint, you've got prices of lithium over $8,000 in recent auctions. So $8,000 a ton is obviously a considerable amount. We're looking at OPEX of under $300 for the project. So if you were in production right now, you can benefit from those prices. A nice comparable there is Core Lithium. So Core Lithium is a company that has a very similar project, many characteristics. It's down in Australia, but the project has very similar characteristics to what we have at Ewoyaa. I mean, they're currently valued around 5 times our market price. This morning, comment came out from Liberum, so one of the London brokers, pointing out that even if they use a price of $1,500 a ton, that would imply a 66 pence share price. We're currently trading about 40 pence. So you can see the upside in that. And indeed, Canaccord, who use slightly higher prices, but by no means using these top of the market prices, are indicating an 85 pence price. So you can see there's a lot of value that can be created, and indeed we think we get a lot more value out of this project as we go forward. Yeah. So the project itself is very strong, the macro situation is very strong, and we have a lot of good news flows coming up as we take the mine towards production. So we hope people will continue to follow us.
Excellent stuff, Neil. Good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.